Jace on the line in Trinity Park.
What had to be towed?
When we were younger, you know, when you go camping way out west, you know, as your 14-year-old, your dad says, you can drive the car. It's like, sweet. So you jump in the four-wheel drive, and you're driving through the sand. We camped inside this river called the Ainslie River.
Yep.
And it's a dry river except for a few, you know, flying creeks here and there. And, you know, dad trimming the kids, like, up you go, you can drive. It's like, sweet. So I'm driving along the first gear. And there was a few little creek crossings, fairly shallow. And we went through the first one, no worries, and the second one, no worries. And we figured, oh, well, the third one will be fine too. And then it just sunk right down to the axle.
Right.
And then water started flooding through the car, like it was just getting deeper and deeper. So it was just me and my dad, my brothers, and a shovel. So we had to divert the creek. So we had to dig a new channel to go around the car so the water would stop flowing through it and digging the car deeper. And it took us about 4 or 5 hours just to dig the car out and use logs. And cause we had no other recovery vehicles. It was just back and forth, until eventually she came out. We did toy with the idea of just leaving it there. It's like, oh, well.
Andrew and Redlands, what about you, mate? Vehicle recovery, when have you been towed?
Mate, last year on the way to Burketown, I actually blew my radiator hose. And being in the bush, I had to get to Burketown, so it was about a 3-hour normal drive across the dirt. So I had to get one of the locals to come out at 8 o'clock at night, and I actually got towed by a tow rope 8 hours across the dirt.
Eight hours.
I don't know if you've been in dirt before, but you can't see in front of you. And when you're getting towed, mate, it was one of the most scariest things you've ever.
And 8 hours of it.
It took us 8 hours to tow in, mate. Yeah, it was, and we had to towed on, and it was pretty good trip.
That's a long day. I know what you mean. When you're travelling behind someone on a dirt road, and you have to be because you're attached by a rope, you can't see anything. It's like passing a road train going up to the Cape. You just have to, yeah, it's scary as.
And was it expensive to fix?
No, actually, we got the radiator flown in the next day and put it in ourselves, so it was pretty good.
Nice. Cheers, yeah, Andrew. Hello, Star 102.7. Who have we got there?
Martin. Dave.
Hey, Marto. How are you, mate?
When have you had to be towed?
Oh, I've got a couple of rippers. in the old days of going up to Cooktown to the Discovery Weekend up there,
yeah,
you know, when it was raining, there was mud off the Daintree Ferry, and people would get bogged within 100 metres of the ferry. Anyway, we went up there one time, and a mate of ours was in a HR Holden Ute. Now, a HR Holden Ute shouldn't be driving on that road. He was coming back from Cooktown, and he blew his diff up.
Right.
I had to tow him, but the tow rope broke, so I put him in front of my Land Cruiser, and I had a Chevy in it at the time.
Yes.
And I pushed him with a steel bull bar.
What?
From the Lion's Den Hotel to the Daintree Ferry.
No!
And I pushed him all the way, and when he got to the Daintree Ferry, his HR Holden Ute was about half a metre shorter than what it was before the journey.